Rusty Quill presents.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the generosity of our wonderful patrons. A thank you to Linda Haas, Sherilee Fries, Ali B, Travis B, Recovering Chemist, Ms. Horror, John Kennard, Mountain Granny, Sean White, Todd Viva Van Voris, Amanda Borey, Sandow Wiley, Desiree, and K-Y-R. Thank you to all that have joined our Patreon. If you'd like to join the Patreon for Sabine, look for Clever Then, the home of your favorite podcasts.
Framed. I've been asking around, trying to... I know the smell of beer. One of the lousy barflies spilled his pint. I were clean for the... Oof! Do! Oh, this isn't even me good cut. just wanted to sleep in my own bed. Out all night rousting the speakeasies. I don't think we have a dish left in that cupboard. Except the kettle and a tin cup. Even that has a dent in it. Thought things with Silly had finally settled. This corner ain't changed much. The city moves faster, but the shadows still lurk underneath it. Been here a while. Not much surprises me anymore. Every day in this city, a new story, a new ending. We do everything we can do to not become just another shadow.
Needle Street.
Luckily, not long ago I found an old archive closet nobody ever peeks in. Slide three big boxes together, grab my coat, catch a few hours of shut-eye. Then I'll drain a couple of pots of tea and get on my feet.
Inspector Braxton, just the man I was looking for. I have something special just for you. Informant Transport. We have a talkative fellow who is going to flip on the Duncans.
Send a constable.
Here's his file. Inspector, the Duncans want this man's head. You will kindly retrieve him from our Midtown safe house and bring him back here for protection. Yes? There's a photo of the fellow in there.
Mousy little bastard, eh? Yes, sir, fine. I'll take the assignment.
This one is exceptionally dangerous. Keep a low profile. Up and at 'em, Inspector!
Peter the Squealer, eh? Your lucky day. Good thing I'm in such a cheery mood. Midtown safe house. A fourth floor stink hole with a leaky faucet and a creaky mattress. Ask me how I know. I need to dump this sack into the car and get him back to Needle Street. Whoever this lousy fool is, probably better if we feed him to the Duncans. He'll take a sound beating for sure. But from what I hear, that's roses compared to the workhouse. The Duncans, heh. I have my own score to settle with that scum. Teddy Duncan owes me a knee, and the postage is well overdue. Maybe I could use this guy as bait to draw him out. Wonder what kind of deal Stroud has in mind for this dreg.
Oh, the prize winning thing just came to Zeta Flower Show. Like, door and have money in this huge. The blue ribbon ceremony descended into chaos as canines decimated daffodils and trouts and tulips. Oh, so the Flatfoot finally found his folly.
You, Peter. You smell like a Peter.
Let's see. Dark suit, all wrinkled, day-old beard, bags under the eyes, limping in here with hands like a docksman. Let me guess. Your persona is... Pumpkin. No, Bullock. Budgie.
Braxton. Inspector Braxton. What's this all over the table?
Pumpkin seeds. Only meal I ever eat. getting roasted from a guy with a cart under the Willow Street Bridge. He puts a little actor seasoning in it. Yes. I want to say cayenne. Would you like some?
I don't eat birdseed. On your feet.
Oh, Needle Street really rolled out the dressage horses for old Peter Prudham.
Let's get you back to Needle Street. Clean this mess up.
Yeah, this is a real palace you've got here. The seeds are dressing up the place with a little decor, if you catch me.
Oh.
Watch the threads. I only got the one shirt. The missus is indisposed and I'm already in hock to the laundries.
Shh, don't move. The shadow's on the doorway.
It's in the hallway. We're coming for Peter, Bruno.
Hello in there.
Duncan's, quick to bedroom.
He's gonna kill me.
Out to the fire escape.
You got a bad limp there, Braxton. Why'd they send a lame mule to fetch a thoroughbred such as myself?
Woo-hoo! Braxton! Yes, now I don't all remember. There's always still using that gift from Teddy.
Shut up and move!
Oh, Peter! We'll meet you at the bottom, son. We just want to have a little chat.
I have a car over here.
Oh, they slashed the tyres. We'll have to find another way.
To the cable car. We'll just make it.
Ooh, that was close. They really want us dead.
You dead? I'm just in way. I could hand them over without much fuss. Now, sit down.
That one goon was carrying the biggest wrench I ever seen.
I could hand them over without much fuss. Now sit down. They'll have a car and catch us within a few stops. We'll need to get off somewhere crowded.
Oh, I'm dead, dead, dead. Peter Britton is so dead.
Never fails. Every lowlife feels so sorry for himself.
Hey, you don't know me.
Yeah, you're so special. You're not the first to steal the tit and then turn stool pigeon when they get close. What do you have on them? Witness a murder? Cook their books? Or just swipe a bag of pennies?
None of them things. I just run the numbers racket. And occasionally I courier their valuables.
Stop gnawing on them seeds and keep your hands out of your pockets. I don't want you shivving me in the kidney.
It's a nervous habit.
Here, the open air market. We can get lost in the crowd in there. Get off. Stay close.
Oh, look at these fuzzy peaches.
What kind of sick? Stop fondling the fruit. You're some kind of peach-petting pervert.
Only if they don't like.
Oh, Nah, bollocks. They followed us. That didn't take long.
Where?
Right there, edge of the crowd. Duck under this stand and we'll make our way to the fishmongers in the back. Stay low.
Fish.
Rats, they're still on us. We can't shake
them. I'm gonna puke.
Shut your hole. Use this to cover your face and hustle behind newsstand. Wait a sec, and then head into the lobby of that bank.
And your bank? Why would we go in there? There's no way out.
I need time to think. We aren't going to make it with every newsie and lookout eyeing us from here to Needle Street. I'm going to cause a distraction, then make a break for it. Go, now!
Why in here? I don't need to make a withdrawal.
Bank has guards. Duncan's won't dare come in here. Give me a moment to cook up a plan.
May I help
No,
you?
We were just...
Yes, actually. I'd like to access my safety deposit box, if you please.
Certainly, what number?
Number 237.
Right this way.
It's a quiet enough place to think for you. If you ask me, I say we get more needles down here pronto.
I could call for backup and an escort, but that would endanger a lot of good men.
Well, get on the horn then.
I don't want some street brawl over you with innocence in the way. I think we could do better under cover of night. Shame we don't have disguises.
Funny you should mention that.
Why do you have a deposit box at the anvil? It's a bit upmarket for your type.
A good courier has utility stashed all over the city, just in case of trouble.
What's in there anyway?
Well, this is where I keep a few things in case of emergency.
If you pull a knife out of there...
Relax. You wanted disguises. Here they are. How about a wig, glasses? Oh, and a fake moustache.
Ooh, very clever. You look like a bloody clown. No false teeth. Anyone would be fooled by this.
Plenty have been fooled. I'm not just any courier for the Duncans. I am the best courier in the city of Selene.
Do couriers normally steal from their clients?
Well...
Although that was counter to the whole profession.
You see these stitches across my guts? Old Peter has a high tolerance for pain, and sometimes I smuggle stuff inside of me.
What?!
Just a few stitches and I'm off and going. Beats any searches. Easy as pumpkin pie.
You what?
Only this last item decided to go a wandering when they stuck it in me. It seems the only way to fish it out is to rip out something vital with it.
Wait, so you cut yourself open and then shove contraband inside of you?
Yep, very lucrative. And better than shoving a metal tube up the keister and wobbling all funny around town. So all Peter has two choices. Die, or turn myself over to the needles for protection. I'm hoping you dopes can smuggle me onto a train out of Selene and to a quiet, anonymous life by the seaside or something.
So you'll live out the rest of your days with it inside of you? So wonder you never thought of that before you started shoving strange things inside yourself.
Now, my wife, on the other hand, as sweet as she is, she'll have to fend for herself, sadly. What about you, Braxton? You got anything going at home?
Mind your business. So that's it. You're just going to leave her behind?
I have to admit, it wasn't so great before. The missus was going to leave me and I didn't know what to do. So one night I got her good and liquored up. Then I lit up the old poppy seeds and let her take some very long drags. Got her hooked and now she stays nice and placid at home. Was a great plan, but it's an expensive habit. I got into it deep with the Duncans. Next thing I know, I'm getting stitches to keep my old lady chasing the old dragon.
Ho ho, a real sweetheart you are.
She'll be better off without me. Unless she dies from the shakes. I should have just bribed my way out of town. Would have been easier taking my chances. Tapping needles brought too much attention. Should have known yous are all corrupt anyways. Duncan's union's got you on a payroll. Hey, what gives?
Better men than you have died protecting this city. I saw needles burned alive on the barricades during the Styx riots.
Look, Braxton, see this fat roll of dough here? It's all yours. Just take me to the train station alive and you can have all of this. I don't want to go to no work else.
No, I spotted Duncan's right outside the bank. We're not safe in daylight. We need to lie low. It'll be dark soon.
Let me see if I can grease some wheels. Hey, Toot! There's some scary men out front. Is there a back way out of here? I do not feel safe. It's worth a sawbuck.
We share a wet wall with the nightclub in the back. You could use the plumber's service tunnel. I'll let you in there.
Well, that sounds just perfect. Oh, hey, Chris. Can I get a gin, Ricky?
No hooch. Just stay quiet.
I'm so bored. No drinks for Peter.
They could find us at any moment. You have a death wish?
I've only been long enough. Should be dark outside by now.
We can't go through up front. Let's see if there's a way out through the head.
Oh, Braxton. I'm too tired for that.
The toilet. Head to the bathroom.
Oh, man, look at those kids in the bathroom. Looks empty. Hello? Anybody in here? Any kids here to kill Peter?
Peter!
There, that small window. See if it opens all the way while I watch the door.
It's latched. Let me see if I can jimmy it. My little friend. Never fails.
Well, well. Who knew you had a switchblade on you? It's a mite small.
Yeah, we'll fit. Just suck it in that gravy pouch.
Into the stall. Pull your feet up. Hold still.
You can slowly come out of the stall. I know you're in there. And I know you have the informant.
Just me in here, getting rid of a kipper binge. Better clear out before you singe your sniffer.
Inspector Braxton. You have something I need. I can hear him whimpering. He's dropping pumpkin seeds on the floor as we speak.
Oh, you bloody idiot. Also, that's disgusting.
Sorry.
I'm a reasonable man. We can talk this through. I don't recognise your face. You're new to the Duncans.
I'm not with the Duncans Union. Braxton, you and I are on the same side. You see? Judge Toombs sends his regards.
Judge Toombs?
Oh, no! Toombs! I'm for sure a goner. Workhouse for Peter.
Inspector, you've done a fine job here. First-rate effort. You've kept him safe. But we can take this from here.
Toombs! You with Toombs? You're one of the workhouse wardens. The bricks. Who let you out into the city?
The judge feels we need to extend our reach.
This is Needle's business. My assignment is to deliver him to Stroud. I cannot release him to you.
Now that's not the Braxton I've heard so much about. You break the rules. You do whatever it takes to deliver. That's why you were in the Duncan territory, hunting for the Rattletrap killer, even after you were told not to.
That was then. Things have changed.
Don't hand me over to him, Braxton. He's gonna kill old Peter.
Peter!
No one needs to get hurt here. We can do this nice and easy. The informant has something that doesn't belong to him.
Listen, you're all kinds of imposing and scary with your 7 feet and long black coat and leather gloves. A real executioner get-up. But still, I can't release him to you.
But, you're old and broken. You have a bone knee and you're on no sleep. One small tap and you'd crumple. And I take him anyway. Don't make me embarrass you.
Get behind me, Peter.
I have an actual brick from the workhouse here in my pocket. Would you like to see it?
Kinda.
Peter, shut the fuck up.
Here it is. There's something about it, isn't there? It echoes with workhouse cries. I could feed this to you, slowly. Or if you prefer, I can just pull that porcelain sink from the wall and beat you mercilessly with it. Last chance.
Not happening.
Is that a Needle Street blackjack?
Standard issue. No! The window. Move, now!
I left my switchblade in that brick's face. Did you see that? I saved you.
I had that handled. You just pissed him off. He's going to twist your head off now.
Ooh, end times for Peter.
Not a good sign that Toombs has men on the streets. Dark days ahead.
Hey, lover. Fancy some company?
Hey, Braxton. Mind if I get a quick favour? Won't be my last for a while.
Shove off.
Your friend can watch, if he likes.
Oh, please. What if she makes unwavering eye contact with you the whole time?
You deserved to get mashed.
Speaking of mashed, she's got a nice grip. Looks like you've woken up, little Peter Pritchard.
I said shove off. He's got an appointment, and you've got boils.
You're no fun. She kind of looked like my sister.
There's a drainage gutter here. If we can get this grate off, I think we can crawl up to the river spout. And that'll put us right near Needle Street.
Gonna get that suit all mussed up with rotten sewage. Dad, this is so much worse.
Get to crawling and keep your voice down.
And I should have stayed in the numbers racket. Collecting change and keeping the books is pretty easy. Small time stuff, you know. When I started running packages, I used to have to crawl through spaces like this back then until I figured out the stitches that... It kept me above ground and in some finer things.
Save your breath.
You know, Dunstan, I've queried messages for Needles to the Duncans many times. I'm not flipping on just the Duncans. What I got is a list of contacts for payouts on both sides. What I got's in my guts is an out to flip your guys. And maybe even your name's on that list.
You want me to drown you right here?
Stop! Stop! I won't, I promise!
Maybe it's not what you think you saw. Maybe it was an inside thing.
Whatever you say, Branson. An inside thing, or... Maybe your old lady was sick. What's her name?
Tilly.
Tilly, yeah. She locked you out. That's why you look like that.
We've had a rough go. Maybe being married to a needle ain't so easy. And maybe being married to me is worse. But they're over now. Things are better.
Sure. You ever hear of those worm parasites? I hear they take over and make you do things. Maybe it was one of those.
One got me partner.
See? It was one of those things. They cause it havoc all over the city. Hey, wait a minute. Does it smell like bread down here?
No, definitely not. Keep moving. We're here. Just a few steps to Needle Street.
Get me to the train station. I step into that building and all bets are off. Some of your pals might go down.
Maybe it's time to stop all the mucking about. Clean out the gutters. Maybe clean me out too.
Yeah, you could be a street sweeper or something.
Aye, a chance I'm willing to take.
Inspector, you made it. And you must be Peter, yes?
Oh, yes, Peter Bruno.
Inspector Braxton, Chief Inspector Stroud, by the power of Judge Toombs, hand over the informant. Time to purge Needle Street of its corruption.
Tell Judge Toombs we handle our own internal affairs. Toombs is reaching far outside his judicial powers.
The informant is coming with us.
There are at least 30 constables in that building, all with blackjacks and a powerful itch to use them. You're going to show them your fancy brick?
You're not getting away, Peter.
Look out, the Duncans!
Go!
Scar!
Peter, are you hurt?
Yes, this is the end of old Peter.
Peter!
We'll get you some help. Get the doc!
Nah, this is it. Listen, looks like that bumper did a number on me guts and I got split open real bad. And this is going to be pretty gross. I think I can reach it.
You're going to be okay. Get some help here.
Here's the list. Hide it, Braxton. Powerful people all want that little thing. Keep it safe. Keep Tilly safe, eh? Thanks for looking out for old Peter.
Peter!
Peter! Peter! Peter! Peter! Peter! This city moves faster, but the shadows still lurk underneath. Been here a while. Not much surprises me anymore. Every day in this city, a new story, a new ending. We do everything we can do to not become just another shadow.
In the attic, ingested a parasite, looking for a Lenny Penny? Come bask in the emerald green glow of a strange city lying alone. Join our Patreon for Selena Cleverman, and Minerva might just let you pick her next solution. Join our Patreon, and no one will ever ask you for anything ever again, and 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 again.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.